Demand Justice for January 6 Political Prisoners. By Dr. Ron Paul. New House Speaker Mike Johnson struck a blow for liberty and justice when he finally authorized the release of all the tapes from the January 6, 2021 insurrection. We were told by no less than President Joe Biden himself that this was the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War. The FBI was unleashed by the Biden administration to hunt down hundreds of participants in this insurrection and lock them up in the gulag where they awaited trial in torturous conditions, many in solitary confinement. A congressional committee was set up under then-Speaker Nancy Pelosi to get to the bottom of the Trump-led insurrection. It did not include a single representative nominated by the opposition Republican Party, but rather two Republicans, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, who could be relied on by Pelosi and the Democrats to toe the line. In short, the whole thing was an old-fashioned Soviet show trial, where the evidence was kept secret and the predetermined verdict, guilty, was to be used to tighten the grip of the ruling regime and intimidate any further dissenters into silence. The message was clear: speak out against the perfection of the 2020 election and you may find yourself in the gulag along with the insurrectionists. It was terrifying and profoundly anti-American. And, as we finally can see for ourselves thanks to Speaker Johnson, it was a huge lie. The new video shows demonstrators shaking hands with police officers once they entered the Capitol building. They were welcomed into the building by officers who even held the doors for them to enter. They had no way of knowing that they would soon be rounded up and locked away. Does that mean no crimes were committed on January 6, 2021? Not at all. The tapes already released were carefully chosen to single out examples of violence and other possible criminality. But the full release of the tapes demonstrates beyond a doubt that the endless propaganda that this was a coordinated attempt to overthrow the government was false. And as for that violence and mayhem on that day, how much of it was instigated by undercover FBI agents? New footage clearly shows officers outside the building firing on protesters with no warning. That must be why, in hearing after hearing, Biden administration officials like Attorney General Merrick Garland have refused to tell Congress the number of federal agents present and their roles in instigating violence. The release of this evidence should immediately result in the release of all nonviolent protesters awaiting trial or serving their sentences. Those in power responsible for promoting this lie should take their places in the jail cells. This delayed justice will not help protesters like Matthew Perna, however. Though the new video release clearly shows him calmly walking inside the Capitol in the presence of unconcerned police officers, when Merrick Garland's Department of Justice announced they would seek terrorism charges against him, Perna, in despair, decided to hang himself in his garage. Yes, there was an insurrection of sorts. Those in power hated Donald Trump so much that they were willing to torture and even murder their fellow Americans to keep him from the presidency. Unless these people are brought to justice, we will have no republic left to defend. Ron Paul, a former U.S. representative from Texas and medical doctor, continues to write his weekly column for the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity, online at www.ronpaulinstitute.org.